the person that works for the fire department's called what?
Fireman.
All right. Do you have any other terms that you might use for him for when you were younger, when they first came in?
They've always been fireman.
Okay.
One time it was, in the early days it was voluntary, and later it was the city, and we were quite proud of the first fire engine we got. And it was driven by horses. It had four beautiful horses.
What, it had, your first fire, no, what you call the first fire truck?
Mm-hmm.
It had four horses?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What other names might you use? Now you said fire truck. What other names might you use for that? Do you ever use any other names for fire truck?
Fire engine.
Well, we could say the fire engine's coming, because that's you think of it. But,
That was after it was motorized, though.
Yeah. Well, after it was motorized, were there any other kind of fire engines or fire trucks that you could identify if you saw one going down the road? Like, you know, the type of the guy that sits
ladder
in the back?
Ladder truck.
Well, it was a, it was a ladder and the chemical truck, different things that they added gradually.
All right, well, somebody had a heart attack or something like that.
They had the emergency. Called the emergency in the city.
The small one?
Uh-huh.
Would that be out of the fire department or out of the city?
Yes.
Fire.
Out of the fire department.
Okay. And if there was a fire and the fire truck came out and the men were all there and the fire chief came out himself and he came out by himself, what kind of, he would come out in a, what kind of car would he come out in?
Well, it used to be a bright red one.
I don't know what it is now.
Fire chief's car.
Okay. How about the people that protect your streets? What are they called?
Well, we don't have all the residential streets here. We have the city fire department, I mean city police department, crews around in their cars, and they're very faithful about it.
Okay, what kind of cars do they use? I mean, what do you call their? Not just here, but you know, like early. Earlier when the police department was first getting started, did you have any names for their cars, or what did you call them if you were talking, referring to?
Police car, fire engine, and...
You ever called anything like a squad car? Or?
I never did. I don't like the word squad. I do hear it sometimes, but the word squad to me makes you think that they've got the guns and they're coming out in a squad and they're going to do a little fight.
Okay. How about if the police were making a say downtown or something, were making a big raid, they might come in a small truck and use what would, you know, to put the people in the truck. What might you call that truck? Do you know?
Well, they used to call them paddy wagons. But they have small vehicles now. I guess maybe they still call them that. I haven't had any. I haven't had any close communication with them, and I'll even be.
Okay. Well, just judging from what you know and hear and everything now, the police, too, also sometimes use an aircraft, you know, the one with the blade on top. What do you call that? You know, the one that lifts straight up.
Yeah. A helicopter. I was just trying to think what they do call them. Copters.
Yeah.
Whirly birds and what have you.
All right. I'm going to ask you some questions about, let's see, get back here and finish up this page. Now we're talking about fire departments. What do they hook up to help put out a fire, you know, when they have to get water?
Fire hydrant.
All right. And if you were in a public building and you wanted to get a drink of water, where might you go to get one?
Drinking fountain.
Yeah. Would it be the same if you were... in a park, would you call it the same in a park?
Yes, it would be a water fountain.
Right. Okay. Just not brand names so much, but can you tell me the different types, like when automobiles first started coming in for sale and things like that, tell me the different types there were?